All right, it's time for a setting the bar story. Now, Kelly, what would these be?
These would be examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we all get called by, you know, your phone indicates a lot of times like spam calls, like spam detected or whatever. It's not necessarily common, though, to be swamped with a bunch of calls from people who are just hungry for Vietnamese food.
Okay, yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without opening a restaurant and then accidentally putting Gary's phone number down instead of yours, you're doing okay.
Oh, why are we putting Gary's phone number down? Oh, no.
Poor Gary is just some random guy who had a baby a few weeks ago.
But this
new Vietnamese restaurant that opened up in England recently tried to drum up some business. They passed out a bunch of flyers, right? But they had a typo. It was the wrong phone number. It was misprinted. So instead of calling the restaurant, you got Gary.
Oh, and poor Gary's dealing with not having a lot of sleep because he got a baby in the household now. So he's tired and he doesn't need to be answering a whole bunch of different calls and explaining that he's not a restaurant.
Yeah, so Gary is like, it didn't really take that long for him to figure out something was wrong. He was flooded with calls from people, you know, wanting like the pork meatballs, fried noodles, all that stuff.
Sounds delicious.
Right. So he figured out that the callers thought they were calling this restaurant.
Oh, no.
So he let the restaurant know. They apologized, corrected the number on the flyers. But, I mean, to be honest, the restaurant should be like, hey, how about, you know, here's some free money to spend here at our restaurant so you can at least check it out. And
for your time in trouble.
Yes. So I don't know. I don't know if that is actually something still to come. But, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without opening a restaurant and then accidentally putting Gary's phone number down instead of yours, poor Gary.
Poor Gary, indeed. He's got a new baby at home. He needs some sleep whenever he can get it.
I know. Poor Gary.
Stressful.
Yeah, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.